Turn to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And I'll look at one verse in chapter 6. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And I don't believe that a greater testimony could be written, especially when God gives it. God gave this to Moses to write down about this man. And Enoch walked with God. I titled this message, Do You Want to Walk with God? This is been on my mind for a while, but not really as a message, but as a desire. It's something that just I've been thinking about, and just it's been like a hunger to walk with God. I want that to grow. I want you to have it, and I want it to grow in us. In this life, not talking about that new heaven, new earth. I'm talking about right now, day by day, walking with God. Adam, at one time, I was thinking about this as I was putting this together. At one time, he and Eve walked with God. Look in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. In verse 8. And they, Adam and Eve, heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I believe that was a common occurrence before the fall. Before the fall ever happened, I believe this was a common occurrence. God came into the garden in the cool of the day. And He walked with Adam and Eve. He walked with His creation. In Genesis 1, when creation begins, every time God created, it would be another day. And He said, and it was good. And God saw that it was good. And when He finally finished creation, it says that He saw that it was very good. And there was nothing. And we're talking about this earth now. We're not talking about another earth. We are talking about the one you and I are standing on, that we live on. At one time, it was perfect. At one time, there was no sin on this earth, in this world. It was perfect. And God came into the garden. And there stands His chief creation, Adam and Eve. Let us make man in our image. And He came into the garden in the cool of the day. Doesn't that sound pleasant? Doesn't that sound so serene? And so just so peaceful and so mild? And He walked with them. He talked with Adam and Eve. And we know that voice is Christ. We know it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And He walked with them. Then the fall came. What a fall. What a fall. The fall came and that walk in that manner ceased for the human race. Like that, it ceased. A change had taken place. Look over in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, remember, God walked in the garden in the cool of the day with Adam and Eve. Then the fall happened. And God cast Adam and Eve out. Look in verse 10. He was in the world. Who's that speaking of? That's the same voice that walked in the garden in the cool of the day. That's the same one. The voice, the Word of God, was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was in the world. The world was made by Him, His own creation. And the world knew Him not. His own creation would not recognize Him, would not have anything to do with Him. He came into His own people. And His own received Him not. What a fall. What a fall. However, it goes on to read there in John, as many have received Him, all's not lost. All's not lost. We have in God's Word of men. Now we know that many men, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, but there's two men mentioned back here in Genesis that walked with God. Enoch. And over in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. He walked with God. He walked with God. God walked with them. Those two men, and we know He's walked with several men over the years. I want us to take some encouragement from this. Who walked with God? It does not say Michael, the archangel, Gabriel, these mighty angels, a man, Enoch, a son of Adam, just like you and I, a man of like passion, like you and I. Noah walked with God. It says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That suggests that he was guilty. He wouldn't need grace. Enoch and Noah walked with God. These men were sinners. They were born from Adam. It is said over in Hebrews that Enoch, no, I think that's in Jude or Hebrews, that Enoch was a seventh from Adam. He's a son of Adam. He's a product of Adam. He's a sinner. Noah, what happened when he got off the boat? He grew a vineyard and he got drunk. A sinner, like you and I. They were children of wrath by nature, just like you and I. That's what it says in Ephesians 2. We were children of wrath by nature, even as others. Enoch and Noah were first rebels before they were saints. They were rebels. They were born rebels. I want you to notice here. Let me find it here. And Enoch, in Genesis 5:21, Enoch lived 65 years. He begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God when? After he begat Methuselah. So for 65 years, in reading this, for 65 years, and Enoch walked after the flesh. But after he had Methuselah, it says he walked with God. He heard the gospel. He heard God spoke to him. And he believed God. And from that day forward, he walked with God. For 300 years after that, he walked with God. Enoch walked with God. A sinner walked with God. A man like you and I, of like passions, walked with God. Everyone that comes into this world, comes into this world first lost. Not everyone goes out of this world saved. Those whom the Lord saves, goes out of this world saved. But not everyone dies knows the Lord. But I know this, everyone born into this world, every last one of them is born into this world lost. Enoch was, Noah was, Abraham, he was an idolater. For 75 years, that man was an idolater. Living down there with the Chaldeans, doing just what they do. And then one day, God called him. One day, God spoke to him. One day, God revealed himself. And Abraham walked with God. What is it to walk with God? I want to know this. I want to know it. I want you to know it. And I want to do it. I want us to walk with God. Well, first, it starts with a new birth. It starts with a new birth. You cannot walk with anyone until you have life. Dead people don't walk with anyone. God does not walk with the dead. He walks with those who are spiritually alive, those whom He's made alive in Christ. There has to be spiritual life in order to have a walk with God. Mike read this in the study in Romans 8. Look in Romans chapter 8. There is therefore, Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now, at this present time, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They walk after God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk, this walk denotes this, it's an everyday continuance. It's a walk. It's not a run. We don't make haste. We're not afraid. We're walking. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They walk after the flesh. You're walking after the things of this world. That's what has your heart. That's what has your attention. That's what has you. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, or if you look in the margin, is to mind the Spirit. It's life and peace. It's life and peace. To walk with God is life and peace, he's saying. Well, the evidence, let me get back here. The evidence of spiritual life is faith and repentance. Look over to Hebrews 11. In Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated. He was taken. They said one day he went out, he didn't come back. Sent a search party out, couldn't find him. God took him. God took him. He was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, before this happened, he had this testimony from God. This is not what his wife wrote about him. This is not what the kids wrote about him. You know, we do write things about our parents and things when they pass on and things we remember. This is what God wrote about him. He pleased God. He pleased God. Doesn't say anything else, does it? It just says this. By faith, Enoch was translated. And he was not. He didn't see death. He was not found. God translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. He pleased God. For 300 years. You're going to say, for 300 years, you mean that man didn't stumble? You mean that man didn't fall or... No, he's just like you and me. He had to battle with indwelling sin like you and I. He had to battle with doubts and fears. He battled with them. But for 300 years, this man walked with God through all the fears, through all the ups and downs. He never quit believing God. He believed God. And that's what walking with God is. Walk with God by faith. The just shall live by faith, it says. The just shall live. The just shall walk. When the clouds roll over, how does the just live? By faith. When the sun's shining, how does he live? How does he walk? By faith. When he's successful, how does he walk? By faith. When he's not successful, when he fails, how does he walk? By faith. But he never quits walking with God. He walked with God. Enoch walked with God. This means that he agreed with God. This means that he took sides with God, not just against his generation. You know, he walked with God like Noah in his generation. And you know it says that God looked down from heaven. And the only thing God saw was that the wickedness of man, that the imagination of man, was evil and that continually. Can you imagine millions living at this time? And there's one man, he walked with God. And he was in agreement with God. He took sides with God, not just against his generation, but listen. And this is what true repentance is. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you. It's taking sides with God against yourself. That's true repentance. He said, you're right. None good, no, not one. You're right. Not even me. Not even me. To walk with God is to walk in agreement with God. Let me read you something here in Amos. I already have it here in Amos. In Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now you might see two guys walking down the road arguing with each other, into it with each other. Well, they ain't walking together, they're just walking in the same direction. But to walk with each other is to walk in total agreement. Is to walk. And if you walk in total agreement, what does that say? What does this say? Any walk with God? It says this, the enmity that Enoch was born with, that was in his mind, that's in our minds that we're born with, was gone. Reconciled. Reconcile. To walk with God is to walk with God according to the Word of God. Listen to Isaiah 30:21. This is the way, walk you in it. This is the way. He said, you'll hear a voice by you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. It's to walk according to the Word of God. It's to walk in the fear of the Lord. Look over in Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9, look in verse 31, I believe it is. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord. Continually walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, that were multiplied. This walking with God is walking according to the Word of God. It's walking in agreement with God. It's walking in fear of the Lord. And that means this, walking in awe of Him. Does your heart, does my heart, really stand in awe of God? Does it stand in awe of Him that He would even walk with me? That He would allow me to walk with Him? To walk with God? And it's to walk in the truth. Look over in 2 John. Look at, find this in the Word of God. To walk in truth. He says here in 2 John, in verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. As we have received a commandment from the Father. Look in verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. I said walking according to His Word. Walking in fear. Walking in truth. Mike sang the song, walking in the light. There in 1 John 1:7. Walking in the light. And it's walking in communion with God. There's a real felt. You know, it would be hard for me to walk with you somewhere, say, we're going walking with each other, and we don't say a word to each other. Why are we walking for? Not say a word, not commune with each other, not to enjoy each other's company. It suggests communion with God. You're not walking with someone if you're not communing with them. You're both just going in the same direction. Look here in 1 John. Here in 1 John chapter 1. In verse 1, 1 John, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship, our communion, is with the Father. And with His Son, Jesus Christ. It is a real experience. It is a real living union with Christ. It is a real communion with God in Christ. It's real. And then to walk with God is to walk with the family of God. Paul said, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together as a manner some is. person who does not enjoy this, who does not enjoy gathering together with the family of God while the Word of God being preached and the fellowship that we have here, does not believe God, is not walking with God. God is here in His people. Now, if you want to walk with God, walk where He is. And where is He? He's in His church. He's in the local assembly. It's to walk with the family of God. That's what it is to walk with God. And then it is a spiritual walk. This walk with God is a spiritual walk. You could walk with someone and not walk with them. You can. You can walk with someone and not walk with them. Your heart, now really, you can be walking with someone, but your heart is somewhere else. You, in your heart, you could be wishing, I wish I was somewhere else. And your heart's there. This walk, and I read it to you there in Romans 8. It's a spiritual walk. It's not a physical walk. I'm not talking about a physical walk. It is a day-to-day walk of faith. Walk of believing God daily. It is a walk of calling upon God daily. Where your heart is, where is your heart? Where is my heart? There your treasure is also. That's where you're, listen, that's where you're walking. Where your heart is. That's where you're walking. Now the result of walking with God. First of all, in this life, it's written over in 2 Timothy 3, he that lives godly in this life shall suffer persecution. It's not a skipping down the road, happy all the time. It's not that way. In this life, walking with God will bring persecution. In this life, it will bring loss of earthly friends. In this life, it will bring loss of popularity. You cannot walk with the world and walk with God. That's not even possible. It's like trying to chase two rabbits at the same time going two different directions. You can't do it. You can't do it. I think it's an old Chinese proverb. I'm not going to say this verbatim. I know it's not. But he who chases two rabbits at the same time catches neither one. You don't get either one. It's going to involve persecution. It's going to involve loss of earthly friends. It's going to involve loss of popularity. Paul said he counted all things but loss. They ran, you know, they stoned Paul. This Paul at one time was their champion. He was the Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was their bright and shining star. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He probably would have replaced him. And now they kicked him out and stoned him and left him for dead at one time. Because he walked with God. However, the spiritual result of walking with God in this life as well as the life to come is joy. There's a real joy that the world can't give that God gives in walking with Him. Peace. I read that to you in Romans 8. Life and peace. He that walks after the Spirit, minds the things of the Spirit, or minds the Spirit. Life and peace. Now and hereafter. Righteousness. And listen, this may come into play as we get older. We find ourselves sitting alone in a nursing home. Those who walk with God are never alone. They're never, never alone. Not if you're walking with God. You're never alone. And eternal life. Now and forevermore. It says Enoch was not, for the Lord took him. And just as He took him, He will take every one of His children sooner or later. Sooner or later, one by one. One by one, He'll take us. I think we've been together here about what? 6.5, going on 7 years, and the Lord's taken four. Here. One by one. One by one. One day you'll say, and John was not. Don't say John died. I won't say you died. You don't have to say I died. I can say Roy was not, for the Lord took him. He had this testimony. He pleased God by faith. See, I pray that God, we can say that can be said of every one of us here. And those who walk with God shall be with God. And they shall stay with Him. Shall stay with Him. Every walk has a beginning. Every walk has an ending, a destination. And that destination will be finalized when we stand in His presence on that new heaven and on that new earth. That new heaven, new earth. Walk right into glory. And I'm going to close with this. Can I walk with God? Will God let me walk with Him? Will God let someone like me walk with Him? If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can. You can walk with God. If you desire to walk with God, you can. Because that desire is of God. Noah preached to his generation for about 120 years and built the ark. I'm sure he did more than that, but for 120 years, no one believed him. They did not want to walk with God. They didn't want anything to do with God. God became vain in their imaginations. They walked after their imaginations. They conjured up a God. They conjured up some God that they could get along with. They conjured up a God that would allow them to live like they wanted to live. And they died in the flood. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and Noah walked with God. Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the way that a sinner can walk with God. He's the only way a sinner can walk with God. Through His blood, through His righteousness, by His Spirit, a sinner, no matter how black his past, his or her past, can walk with God. Can you imagine that? Do you want to walk with God? I'm serious. Do you want to walk with God? I want to walk with God. I believe you want to walk with God. That, I believe, is to be our aim every morning we wake up. Before we go, we got the time we wake up, the time we go to bed. And between that time, I want to walk with God. Whether it's on the job, or I don't care if it's playing golf or shooting ducks. I don't care what it is. Walking with God. And we can do that. Enoch did it. Noah did it. Why can't I do it? Maybe the Lord will let me do it.